Brought to you by Spreads.ca, Canada's newest online casino and sportsbook. Why gamble playing with the other sites when you can play all your favorite slots and table games at the casino made for Canada? Spreads.ca has over 500 games like Mega Moolah and Live Dealer Blackjack. Head over to the sportsbook and check out all the best betting markets. When signing up at Spreads.ca, enter code TILLBILL25, make a deposit, and get a 100% match bonus and a $25 free sports bet. Just for registering at Spreads.ca, you'll get 10 free spins for $1 million. Go to Spreads.ca and sign up now with code TILLBILL25.
Brought to you by Thornhill Smiles Dental, located at 390 Steeles Avenue West. Thornhill Smiles is your one-stop dental center in Thornhill, from general dentistry to implants, root canal therapy, and cosmetic dentistry. Call for a free consultation today, 905-707-6477. We speak English, French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, Hebrew, and Persian, and are conveniently located on Steeles between Bathurst and Yonge. That's 905-707-6477 to book your free consultation now.
We're going to be joined by the other ladies here, and hopefully you turn in to the HER Network on the Barn Burner TV Network, Zingo TV, Channel 251. Channel 251 beginning next Friday, October 23rd. It's going to be history in the making. You see, Nicole, great stuff with Nicole's shows. You got to check out every show there, because it's going to give you something that the fans and everybody's been waiting for and wanting to hear, a lady's perspective on the world, not only sports, not only entertainment, like you see Reiki and chakras and health and wellness and stuff like that. But yeah, there's sports talk, basketball, hockey, and that, but there's everything other, you know, I'm going to say it. There's more than sports in the world. Just don't tell me that twice, okay? There's more sports in the world, but thanks a lot, ladies.
Awesome. Bye, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay, as you can see, we're joined now by another newcomer to the HER Network, Barn Burner TV Network, Jessica. Jessica, first of all, how you doing?
You can see me. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we can see you. We can see you.
Hello, Jessica, hello.
How does it feel, honestly, to be a part of the first ever all females network, channel, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, no. I'm super excited. It's about time. I've been in the industry for a while now, and it's just nice that it's more about females. Like, there's a platform. It's hosted, it's produced, directed by females. So it's an exciting time for us as ladies.
Now, we haven't talked before, but you're originally from Vancouver.
I am, yes.
And HER Network, hardworking, empowering, resilient. Hardworking, moving from Vancouver across the country to Toronto to get, you know, a job and everything like that. You're working in the media and all that. It's also hardworking, empowering, and that takes resilient to stay in Toronto. Like they say, if you make it in Toronto, it's like New York. If you make it in New York, you make it anywhere. Toronto, Vancouver, take us through similarities and differences.
Similarities, I mean, like over there, I find like Vancouver is super, when it comes to, you know, even working in a regular job, you can literally walk in and drop your resume up and you get hired, right? And whereas here in Toronto, you need to know people, connections. And if you don't know people, good luck. Like, you can not like literally walk in and get hired. But also it comes down to experience as well. It's, you know, the more experience you have, the better. But then the more people you know, it's even better. So,
all right. So you sort of heard the first hour. We got, you know, everything, sports and everything else. Yeah. What is your show going to look like on the HER Network?
So Sit Down with Jess will be airing on Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And the show basically consists of like sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. So I have a lot of like, I know there'll be a lot of shows on the network about sports and entertainment, but lifestyle, once lifestyle, it's more about, I have friends who are in the photography business, like sports or sports photography or lifestyle. So they've never had a chance to even talk about what, you know, they've had to do to overcome or build their brand, build their business. So I'm excited to even, you know, get them involved. And even the people who are getting into photography, they can learn something from them.
All right. So that, check it out Wednesday, 7:30. And definitely one of the bright spots on the Her Network. You got to, you know, I'm waiting to see, because I'm expecting a lot of people don't know who Jessica is. And you know, that's a shame on those people, because you know what? This lady, not only is she a bright spot, I got to put more spotlight on her, because I'm expecting Fox and ESPN and
oh boy,
no pressure, no pressure, and all that. No pressure, because honestly, you were built for this, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
No, like honestly, like it takes a lot to go from Vancouver. Like people don't understand. It's like going from LA to New York. All right,
You know what? Even like, again, it all comes down to your passion as well. Like, there's not a lot of people out there who are going to be like, you know what, let me just pick up my bags and like, let's go. But for me, it really comes down to, you know, my mom, she's a single mother, and like seeing her go through the struggle and whatnot. But she's always told me, she's like, you know what, Jess, follow your passion, do what you love. And that's what I'm literally doing. And, you know, with COVID, I know things have changed, but it is what it is. But I'm excited for the future. And I'm excited to be a part of the Her Network to even bring that forward.
So you mentioned passion, right? Mm-hmm. Passion.
Yeah.
Passion, life. Let's forget about sports, entertainment, lifestyle, or whatever. If people don't have passion, are we really working? You know, like, this is a network for you, by you, for you, like you said. Mm-hmm. That's, again, all the passion created, all these ladies, passion coming together, that's what creates a network, isn't it? If you don't have passion, what are you doing?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Like, again, when it comes down to going to work, I'm someone personally, I can't talk about everybody, but like, I want to go into work thinking, you know, it's just another day, nothing, you know, that. And if I think about, you know, when it comes down to passion, it always it's about something you love, right? So I love, you know, talking to people. I'm a people person and being in media, but like, again, like with something, it comes down again with passion and how much and what you love doing.
Well, the passion, there was a saying by some organization that you know very well, the passion that unites us all. Okay. I don't know if you remember that, but the passion that unites us all now with, and I hate saying this because, you know, it's the Her Network. It's an all-female station, all-female network. Don't you think it's about time? I can't believe in 2020, almost 2021, I have to create something that should have been created in 1821. There's no, like I said about 20 minutes ago, okay, I'm a man, you're a lady. What's the difference? You have passion. You have passion for sports, entertainment, and all that. So do I. How come I get heard, seen, or whatever? When is somebody going to give you the ball so you could score or a three-pointer or score a touchdown or hit a home run?
Again, it all comes down to, like, you know, where I'm from, Vancouver, yes, but like Abbotsford, so I'm originally from Abbotsford. It's 45 minutes away from Vancouver. And in Abbotsford, there's not a lot of television networks or, you know, there's not a lot of anything to do with like media. So again, you have to move in order to get somewhere. Well, Vancouver, yes, you can go there. But then again, it all comes down to, like, you know, maybe someone you know in the media industry, or you can literally walk in, you may get a job if you're lucky. But like, again, it's a lot of things that go into factor, right? So, and I, again, like this, like, network is really, like, it's exciting. It's about time. And yeah, no, I'm excited for all the females and that are part of this network, and just to get to know them and their shows as well, to watch their shows.
You're in the industry, like we talked about it, mm-hmm. and with what you want to do, do you take portions of whoever and try to incorporate it in your show?
Like portions as in certain?
Yeah, of people. Like if you watched people doing their stuff, or I want to, you know, there's some guys on the team that want it to be like Chris Berman, right? And so I take a little bit of, or they take a little bit of Chris Berman, add it to their shows or whatever. Who did you grow up in the game, in the media game, in on TV or whatever, that you sort of want to put yourself, your stamp on it?
You'd see like a role model or something. Yeah. There's a lot of females out there that I like appreciate their talent and whatnot, but like I think now it's my time to show what my show is about and not compare myself to others. So yeah, no, I'm excited to even just put a little bit of my taste onto my shows. So when it comes to role model, yeah, like I've looked up to, you know, there's Michael Jordan, there's like, you know, like my mom or fat, like there's people that we all look up to, right? But then when it comes down to like, hi, when it comes down to Shira's.
Yeah, she can hear it. That's Kaz Wiseman. She's another person on the Her Network. Kaz does the Wiseman Report. Woman MMA show, right, Kaz?
Absolutely. All right, the first.
The first, yeah. Yes, the first woman. Jessica, are you an MMA fan?
I am an MMA fan. Yes, I'm actually excited for your show. So, like, you know, there's I do know a little bit, but I don't know as much. So I'm excited to watch the show and get to even like learn more about MMA.
Okay, thank Kaz, tell everybody what they can expect on your show.
On my show, with females, as is true with a lot of industries, they have to fight a lot harder to be able to even get noticed a little bit. And then you look at a fighter, for example, that's happening tonight on Bellator. You have Chris Cyborg, and she's defending her title for the main event. And you look at how many males, if they were dominant and then they lost the title, they were given a rematch immediately. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Was Chris Cyborg ever given the rematch against Amanda Nunes? No. Never. It never happened. And then she left because she never felt like she was respected. And now she's over at Bellator. And this happens in the female industry in women's mixed martial arts all the time. You have to work so hard. You have to make so many sacrifices. You have to think about your biological clock if you want kids. What's happening with this? That it's like a huge thing that women need to think about, and more sacrifices that need to be made. And then they don't get the recognition. It's like women in basketball. It's like women in golf. It's like women in everything. And where mixed martial arts, women are so new, we're really back at the grassroots. So the point of my show is to really bring stars out of the shadows and shine a light on them so that more people can get to know them, know their story, and make a platform for them to be able to, to be known.
So let me ask you this, Kaz, just give people a background. I want to let everybody, cause it's first time on Barn Burner, Her Network and everything like that. Tell them your background. How did you get to like the MMA, women's MMA, but your background, what do you do outside WMMA?
Okay. So I'm a registered massage therapist. And so I help heal people's bodies. So when it comes to injuries and things like that, I've studied Taekwondo, Hapkido, and Muay Thai myself when I lived in South Korea. So I learned over there for 5.5 years, and that's when I really got to appreciate the art form. And over there, both males and females learn it. It's a discipline. It's an art form. Not looked at as a volatile or brutality or anything else like that. And then when I moved back over to Canada in 2011, then it's like, oh no, women weren't allowed in there because it's vicious and women shouldn't be hitting other women and it's too violent. And I couldn't understand it because I had just come from a place where it's an art form. It's a chess match with your body. And I was really fascinated. And then that eventually led me into studying more about the body, because I think everyone's body is in, like, it's a dance. Now, regardless of like how she's sitting right now on the sofa that she's on, and like you're studying how her muscle imbalances are there, and like what could possibly be like, so I'm fascinated by that. And just like that, I'm fascinated by what happens in, like, I'm watching Bellator right now, and I was watching the guys and how they're moving around and how you can kind of forecast what they're doing and what's going to come next. And then you try to think steps ahead to be able to counter that. I'm just, yeah, look at her. Suddenly she gets a neck crank. But like, I'm fascinated by all of that. So yes, registered massage therapist, but I love talking about the female body, regardless of if it's the anatomy of it or if it's using it for a kind of mixed martial arts.
So Jessica, do you like talking about the female body?
I mean, who doesn't?
We don't. I can't say anything, okay? I can't say anything.
Wait, you don't? No, we're not going to.
It's the Herd Network. Come on. I can't. Don't get me in trouble here.
We did a different show for that, okay? We did a different show talking about female.
That's the new show. That's another show. That's the later show.
I'm taking resumes right now. Who wants to do that? Okay.
Oh my God. Suddenly we shut down the network.
Yeah, right, before we started, boom. Okay, but let me ask you. So you mentioned how Jessica's sitting on the couch and all that.
Poor Jessica. What?
We picked on her now.
When you see somebody like sitting on the couch or whatever, do you say, okay, it's not aligned properly, or there, you could tell already that's something, she needs a massage, or she needs her neck cranked or whatever. I'm not talking about MMA moves, okay? So that, let's say, but do you see that, or like?
Yeah, so like right now her left trap is tighter than her right trap. So realistically, she needs that massage there. That could be stripped out there. She has a little bit of rotation in her shoulders, which means her pecs are dominant more so than her rhomboids. So that could be used. But I love that. That's my passion.
I just agree, like, with you. You know, I'm talking about rhomboids
right now or something. Where do you live?
Okay. All right. So Kaz, we got a couple minutes. Tell everybody when your show is airing, and you know, people should watch out. Forget about it's an MMA show. It's the first woman's MMA show, and she's been on the Barn Burner TV network and providing superstar talent by superstar talent every week. So expect big things from Kaz Wiseman's Wiseman Report. Go ahead, Kaz.
So I'm going to be on the Her Network every Friday at 10 p.m. Then on, it's starting October 23rd. So please tune in for that. And then also, I don't know if we're allowed to say this. Are we allowed to tell about the 24th yet, Joe?
I don't know. Actually, no. Didn't you see everybody's canceling that?
I can still do it on my own. Me and Jessica.
All right. There you go, Jessica. You got a job from the 24th.
Come on, Jessica.
9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. I'm
signing up for, but
she could fix what was wrong here. The left shoulder, the right shoulder, the whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, the Wiseman Report is on the Her Network. It will be seen on channel 250 and 251. You can catch me on Fridays at 10 p.m., but I will also be on Sundays on TKO Countdown as well.
All right, so check her out. And I'm not going to ask you how I'm sitting, okay, because I'm too scared of what
I'm not going to get into it. Joe, there's a lot going on.
It's a lot. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot going on. All right, and she'll be on top of Bellator, big UFC card coming up, the zombies fighting the Korean zombies fighting this Saturday and all that. I'll let you with one question here, okay? And I know Jessica wants to know this, okay? Conor McGregor Conor McGregor. You like how I say Conor McGregor?
I'm like, what are you saying? Okay, yes, I know.
Conor McGregor. Was a different language. I didn't know what was happening. Okay, sure.
Yeah. It's my chakras and all that. All right.
Oh, so my God.
Conor McGregor coming back. Off retirement for like the 720th time. Yeah. You think he wins January 23rd?
Against my boy Dustin? Yeah. Yes, I think. But realistically, he has always forecasted and always said to Dana he wanted to do stadiums. He has always predicted stadiums. So this is not even about the opponent. It's about just a show. I think he can win because it's going to be a stand-up. And in stand-up, you know, more often than not, Conor comes out victorious.
All right. I thought Conor was retiring.
That's what we said. Mm-hmm. He came back from retirement. Came back from retirement.
Back. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's new off the press.
And by the way, Jessica, if you want to get some adjustments by Kaz, you don't have to go far. Tell Kaz, tell her where you live.
Where's no, not where you live. I mean, where you're, where you practice.
Where you?
Yeah. Where are you, Jessica?
I'm in Toronto.
Ah. Where are I'm in Labrador City.
Oh, never mind. Joe, unless you give me a ticket there, I mean, I can go.
If we wait till January, I can get my dog to hook me up a sleigh and just mush there.
Please do. All right. And before you go, just because Jessica, you know, she's a great, she's a newcomer. She's going to do great things. What did you say is her wrong with how she's sitting, her posture and everything?
Leave alone poor Jessica. It's such a crime.
We need a studio right now. That's the thing. Like, I'd rather be a studio, not like at home, but then we gotta do it right now because of COVID, right? But
look, it's 2020. The 2020 body is a serious thing. It's a serious thing. I've seen some catastrophic issues because of 2020 COVID. So it's not the same year here.
Yeah, and I have some of those issues. All right, Kaz. Thanks a lot. Watch the Kaz, the Wiseman Report every Friday, 10 p.m. Expect big things. And we'll announce it very soon if I get a couple other people to come on board.
Jessica's already on board.
Okay, Jess, you're coming on board? All right. Jess, the only thing we ask is if you fix your posture, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would be sitting like this. Like.
She was so robotic.
I can fight.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys. See you on Friday, 10 p.m.
Thanks a lot, guys. Wiseman Report, 10 p.m. We're